Pickaxe.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
Their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me get my idea up because
it's really juicy.
Oh, it's so juicy. What? Oh, it's so juicy.
I'm going to start with this.
Don't start with this.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. It me, Alex.
It me. You. It me, Tom. Who it you, Chris?
It me,
Chris. And I, you know what? I haven't actually thought of anything to say because we were talking about being juicy and now you have to put it in.
Now you have to put it in. Yum, yum, no. juicy.
Oh, I was joking.
Also, it you, James.
Me, it, Jams. I make Drink More Glurp. Game
have
developer.
Have we all had a collective stroke? What's happened?
So, how's everyone doing this week? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
All right.
That's the end of the
fantastic.
How's everyone doing round?
And now it's time for the pitch. Alex's pitch. Here it comes.
That sounded like a fart, James.
That's how my ideas come out. So I have like half a page of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right, and it all goes back.
Set the scene.
To when I was a child. To tell the story. Five-year-old Alex.
1805.
1805. wandering through some lovely cornfields.
I was wearing a hat.
I was with Theresa May.
I was wearing a hat and
the wind
and nothing else.
It
was a sunny day. The wind caressing my youthful curves.
Oh my God, you're five.
So
he can say that about himself.
He can say it about
himself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was a really fucking hot 5-year-old.
Oh my God. What is happening? I had a blow up about seven.
God.
My favourite Tom jokes are the ones where he immediately
wishes
that he hadn't said it. And
it's the ones where I immediately look to my right and I see Tash looking at me with the most disgusted face.
What have I done?
Okay, so going back to when I was a kid, right? I didn't grow up, but I wasn't a farmer. Okay, but
we never said you were.
Never asked.
Despite what you might think about me, right? Despite the assumptions that you might make, I've never been a farmer.
Okay, yeah. Great.
However, the majority of the people on my father's side of the family were farmers. Okay. They had a farm. My nan had a farm. She had lots of acres of land. We used to go over there all the time. It was a dairy farm. It shut down in the 70s, but it was basically kind of like it had died. And that was a skeleton of a farm.
Oh my God. Okay.
Not too depressing. It was fine.
Uh-huh.
I have lots of beautiful memories of going around there, seeing all the family, blah, blah, blah. Lots of all these old kind of clapped out tractors and seeing all the fields get farmed and harvested, blah, blah, blah. Recently, I read a book that spurred on those memories again.
Wait, hang on. Dairy mm-hmm. farm, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Forgive me, I'm not a farmer. I should clarify that one.
Okay. No, me neither.
What fields of cows being harvested? I'm confused.
Fields of almonds, for as far as you can see.
Right.
They put the cows in the fields, and then once a year, they take the cheese.
Yeah.
They take the cheese from their tits.
Right.
And
those are the fields.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Okay, I just needed a run by.
Like I said, I'm not a farmer.
No.
Comes out like cheese string, I hear.
Oh. But there was this old, there were quite a few old buildings that had like old rusted machinery and stuff, where I assume, which is where they milked the cows, or like the big vat where the milk would go into and blah, blah.
Right, okay, yeah.
But anyway, reading this book recently, about another guy's similar experience growing up on a farm.
Oh.
And it was about his attempts. He'd inherited it from his father, and it was about his attempts to bring this farm back into a more ancient style of farming that has been lost by these huge industrial, like, level, huge scale farming practices, which basically end, like, long term destroy the earth, destroy as in, like, physically, like, destroy the soil, so make it
very hard to rotate
nutrients and grow. Well, no, rotating is an ancient, like, that's what they used to do. Now they just, like, plant the fuck out of it until it dies.
These are technical terms.
Anyway, this made me think of my youthful, supple 5-year-old self running through the fields when I was a kid, and what that was like, what it must have been like to be a farmer back before all that shit happened, before, like, the modern world existed. So, you know, you have all these beautiful, happy games like Farming Sim, and there's Farmer's Dynasty, I think it's called as well.
I mean, not the most popular farming game in the world.
But Farming Sim very much is like, I mean, that is, it's a very beautiful game, right? You're wandering around with, Chris has got a name already. You're wandering around like these fields, and you're buying these hugely expensive, like, pieces of machinery, tractors, combine harvesters, whatever, that all look like very bold reds and yellows. You're harvesting the land, but in a very large scale way, right? It's all about making money and all this shit. So I wrote down an idea. Okay. It's very nebulous. I need your help to try and bring this together into something.
Okay.
Well, that isn't just Farming Sim.
Just before you go forward. So basically, you are an old style farmer in a world that is getting far too modern, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. That's the basic
Stardew Valley.
Setup.
Thanks for listening to Pitch Please, everybody. this has been a great episode today. We'll see you next week.
Tom, you sound like me.
Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
Let me read this, Annie. You might feel the same, but I don't know. I think there's something more to it.
Okay.
So, the first line I have. Farmer's Dynasty crossed with Death Stranding. Okay.
What the fuck? Okay.
You just piss on everything.
Hold on. Okay. You own an old mixed rotational farm. So that's what you were saying, Chris, where they rotate the crops around to allow the field to regrow. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to plant the fuck out of it, that's for sure.
The year is 1945. It's the year that tractor power overtakes horsepower. So it's the first time in the history of agricultural, like, practices where machinery has become, like, more powerful.
Just a quick question.
Do you think
that is because it
more
is
powerful, not more common?
Still the war, and we need to grow crops quicker, and we have a lot, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
No, so it's just probably it's now reason. A history podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good point.
I'd just like to point that out.
Good history point. Well made.
Thanks.
Gold star.
Okay.
I'm not
a historian.
Your lives. Feel free to interject me at any point,
because
we can discuss and clarify any points.
No, we haven't interrupted you once so far, so carry on.
Yeah, that's true. I'll continue.
Rude of you.
Your lives are on the cusp of the crossover from organic old farming ways to industrial global scale factory farming. You run your farm like your dad did before you and his before him.
Poorly.
You farm and grow your crops on foot, and you plow and harvest with a horse. You clear the weeds with the scythe. Everyone around you is starting to use tractors. Maybe one day you'll afford it, but not now. You pick your crops and your stock, grow your own vegetables. You know the names and behaviors of every animal you raise. You're the one that looks after them, treats them when they're ill, puts them down when they can't get better, helps them give birth, and slaughters them when they're ready to harvest. You can specialize in a single crop and farm it constantly using advanced pesticides and chemicals to drive prices down, which will inevitably fuck the soil and affect your farm long-term, but make you short-term rich.
Yeah,
technical term again. A mixed rotational farm that allows fields to recover. You can encourage wildlife to increase tourism and natural beauty, but at the cost of much less financial gain. More natural beauty in a healthier farm means less crops to sell, so you have to raise the cost of your products. You can buy and sell stock at market. You can sell to supermarkets or compete against them with independent stores. There are seasons, storms, vandals, eco-warriors, natural disasters like floods, and the whole thing.
Eco-warriors.
Like on a separate line, I've just written, it's a fucking slog. So,
okay.
So it's not a farming sim. It's not Stardew Valley. It's not happy and sunny, right?
It's miserable.
It's Britain in 1945. It's fucking raining all the time. You're cold. You're working 10-hour days. You're hungry all the time. If you want to eat, you basically have to eat vegetables because you can't afford to buy the meat that you're raising yourself. Or if you maybe do want to eat it, you have to go and kill the animal yourself, the one that you raised and looked after.
Oh my God.
And have given a name. Chris.
I can see where you're going with this. I do think that in terms of setting, considering the time that you want to set it in, I think it needs to be set in Russia because their industrialization and their farming was piss poor even then.
Much but higher.
As the technology is available, you could still buy it. It would just cost you a lot. So I feel like, you know, the that's a good setting. You've got harsh winters and war. Yeah, and communism.
Very, very that's true. But what's the landscape? Because that's the thing. I love the idea of this pastoral landscape that is beautiful, rolling hills, that there is beauty to it, but it's just fucking raining all the time.
Oh, so England.
That's
okay.
Just great. Exactly. I mean, it could be. I'm not open to it like not being in Russia. I'm open to it being in Russia.
I think a communist farming simulator sounds great. Because you're guaranteed to sell your crops because the government basically just pay you a flat rate.
We'll just buy you off. Yeah. Okay. But, okay. So that's my initial pitch. That's my initial feeling and thought of how I think the game should feel and play.
Miserable.
Miserable. So, but in a Death Stranding way, you know, it's a fucking slog. But when you've done it, you're like, fuck, I did that.
But with Death Stranding, the story takes you through. What's the story with this? Like, there's no start. Are you saying you want the story?
Maybe there's not. Maybe
Sam,
there is.
You need to slaughter the cow if you want to eat tonight. Sam, America. Sam,
piss some mushrooms, Sam.
Do you have a family? Do you have a little farmer family that you've got to like?
Yes, absolutely. I think there should be a family that because that's part of it. Like, part of the pressure is that you need to provide for your family. You have to look after them.
So like the
maybe,
papers,
maybe it's not a single character.
Kind of like, well, the end of the day on Papers, Please, when you finish, like your bills come out and your family take a certain amount of money from that and you have to support them whilst also supporting yourself. So is there...
Yes.
I was imagining kind of more this War of Mine, which is that sort of same, there's multiple characters in this house and it's just miserable playing because it's like...
What kind of game is that? What is it?
It was before Fallout Shelter, but it's like that side-on perspective where you move people around the house and repair little pieces. And it's set, I can't remember exactly where it's set. I feel like it's Russia again, like in the midst of a war or just after a war. And everything is like destroyed and everything is shit and everyone is ill with something.
It's very gray and broken and brown.
Yeah. And it's kind of got like, you can send people out on raids and it's really dangerous and, like the heating isn't working. So it's freezing fucking cold all the time. And that means that people are dying because it's cold and you haven't got any food. So people are hungry all the time and people are dying because they're hungry. And the doors are open, so people are dying because of raiders, and it's fucking cold and miserable and hungry and slow and grueling, and it's a slog.
Okay. I like it.
Take this outside to 1945's Britain, and it's just as bad. I feel like, this War of Mine is that same sort of grim, miserable, but for a different reason. Maybe that...
I think I definitely lean towards the idea of it being like what you've described. Like, I'm more on board with that kind of thing, of it feeling like miserable, but not, I don't mean miserable as in like not enjoyable to play. You know, it should still be, the mechanics should be there. It should be fun to do this stuff in the same way that, and that's, I think, why I brought Death Stranding in, because Death Stranding has a really, like, inexplicably, I don't know why this works, but just moving left foot, right foot becomes this incredibly addictive minigame of just like constantly trying to not fall over.
I just held both buttons down and just, like, that's, I just was so fed up with that. system. I was just like, I'm gonna fucking hold both and walk.
But you're always gonna encounter like areas of the landscape that are difficult to traverse, just because that's the nature of the game. And then you have to just think about where you go. And I feel like that becomes like just a game in its own right. That is weirdly just I found weirdly addictive and very satisfying when you've completed. Like you're constantly just performing almost like lots of little micro tasks that add up to one larger whole. And I really like the idea of you just fucking, like, maybe to begin with, you don't even have a horse, so you're just having to fucking drag a plow or something through a field. Or maybe you've got the horse next to you or something. But the idea is, you know, you do this entire field and then you look back and you're like, oh, fuck. I've just plowed this whole field.
So, how is that a surprise to the person doing it? Hang on a second. I've just plowed that field.
But it has that feeling of, it's a shame Gregor Reuter aren't here, but like Landlord Super, when I was playing that, the fact that you start off with this house that is just completely like it's decrepit, it's fallen down, you have to build it up. At some points, literally brick by brick. And that is an incredibly monotonous task to do. You brick down, okay, put the next brick down. And you're fucking doing that for ages and ages. But once you've done it, you step back and you look at it and you're like, oh shit, I've just bricked up this wall.
Yeah, the payoff is worth it in the end.
The actual farming simulator game and Viscera cleanup detail is the same.
It feels like
so tunnel vision on your one individual task that you're just like, right, I'm just going to pick up this arm, put it in the thing, pick up this can, put it in the thing, pick up this thing, mop up this area. And it's only when you step back and look at it, you're like, oh, fuck, this area that was covered in gore and grime and miserable junk is now clean and it looks great when it's clean. It's only when you step back and actually look at it when the game is a thing. Because other than that, it's just mindless monotony, like you were saying. It's just weird, like, why am I doing this? And it's only when you're done with it, you're like, oh shit, awesome. Yeah. That was cool.
Absolutely. And I think that, like, that part of, like, and that would only be a small part of the game, like for example, plowing a field. Like, there would be so many other things that you could do. For example, like, yeah, you have to prepare the field, but then that allows you to bring in cattle to graze or sheep or whatever. And then all of a sudden, to get the cattle, you have to walk down. You have to literally walk down. I mean, in my head, this is Red Dead now, but you're walking down to market from your town.
Right.
You're going to the market and you're bargaining with the guy who's selling the sheep. You buy a couple of sheep, you name them, and then you have to herd them up back up with your sheepdog, right? Back to the farm. You put them in the field and then you watch them. You watch their behavior. You watch them grow, blah, blah, blah. And then you take them back to sell them, or you sort them up, or whatever, you know, whatever you want to do. And that's like every single thing that you do leads on to kind of more like branches off to new things, like, yeah, just new tasks, new little things that you need to do in order to keep your farm running. James.
So is the eventual, will you eventually be able to get tractors and things, or is the point that those are never obtainable for you?
I don't know. I feel like people are always going to want to have a tractor to drive around, right? Maybe that is...
The way that you're describing, like, okay, I've got to go and plow the field. It's like, okay, it's monotonous. Yeah. It's a hard task. But if you take Viscera cleanup detail as an example, if I suddenly got a massive hose that I could just clear the room with, that takes away from the game then, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's that to an extent is why I think that some games can become a bit like I don't know. Do you remember in like Minecraft where when you first start a new game and it's really exciting because you've got a whole new world and then you spend ages trying to create this whole system to automate things, and that's really cool and fun. And then suddenly you automate the system where it's like, okay, I can just make infinite food now, and now I have shelter and I have like infinite blah blah blah, and you're like, okay, I'm done now. What else keeps me going? What do you think of that, Chris?
So wow, that was very aggressive.
What I was going to say is I understand what you're talking about, but there are two sides of that. Is that with the Minecraft, the thing is that once you do the Ender Dragon or whatever, you're left with this open world to do what you want, and it's the lack of goal that really makes you just go, oh, I'm done. But with like a game like Factorio, which is essentially the whole game is to make automation, and you do less and less and less, it has an end goal, right? So once you've done that, that's the game, right? But so I feel like the problem is with a farming game that doesn't end or have a goal is that you're just going to grow weary of it rather than a sense of completion of going, I've done it. If you come back to like Factorio, you can come back to Factorio time and time again and play it differently, but you're always going to know that there's an end point that you can stop at and achieve. But with a game like a farming sim that carries on forever, you're just going to, I mean, it happens with the ones that are out now. You just grow weary over time. And the reason you stop playing is because you're like, I mean, what more have I got to do than wait for these potatoes to grow?
So many seasons, or it's just like, oh, I've done 1 year now. I know what all the content's going to be.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But so I feel like if you have a goal, like maybe there's like, okay, you've got 5 years to harvest X tons of crop and you can, like, there's like scenarios. Do you know, like how in like Rollercoaster Tycoon or Planet Coaster, they have scenarios where it's like by year three, you need to have this big rating and this many people come through and, you know, generate this much money. That sort of stops them from becoming that open-ended. But like same with City Skylines and Planet Coaster, I play them, they're great. But when you don't have something to go towards, you end up just like going, well, what should I do next? Like, what am I doing? Like, and then you just grow weary of that because you're doing that. You set yourself small tasks and every time you just have to come up with a new one. You need to edge people in a direction, I think, with open world games.
Yeah, to edge them. With Factorio, I think the beauty of that game is that there is an ending. Like there is a final thing you can build that ends the game, I think.
The satellite.
I've never really gotten there, but throughout the entire process, you start with a single furnace and a single miner. Miner as in ore miner.
Not a small Alex. And
not a tiny, supple Alex.
you can't say
as
that.
As time goes on, as your factory gets bigger, you then start to create goals for yourself. Like you see, my power's going down, or these engines aren't being powered as much as they could be. I need more power, so I'll fix that. And then you fix the power and suddenly you've got another goal. And throughout the entire process of playing Factorio, you've always got like three or four goals you've just set yourself. Where you're like, oh, this thing isn't quite as optimized as it could be, so I'll fix that.
Oh, so it's not like something's coming up on the screen and being this optimal or...
But you're still aiming towards a common goal.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a research tree, but I mean, that just passively ticks by as time goes on, assuming you've got the research stations optimized properly. So you kind of look at that and it's like, oh, my research isn't going quick enough. I need to make more of these flasks. They're not going quick enough. Maybe it's because of my iron that's not being made properly. And it's just this chain of goals that you literally could just write it down on a notepad and come back the next day and like, oh yeah, I remember I wrote this down last time. I need to fix this thing and this thing and this thing. And that's what makes Factorio so good. Where again, on the opposite end of the scale, exactly what Chris was saying is, farming sim, the only goal is to make money. And once you've made money, what can you do with that? Buy more tractors so you can make more money. That and there's nothing to it, really. It's a simulator game. That's how they go. So I think that your family should be staff that you can send out to, like, maybe you've got a son and you send him out onto a field and he's just doing it. And maybe one day you look at him and it's like,
yes,
oh, Dad, I'm so hungry. I can't do this field fast enough. And you're like, oh, fuck, I need to get more food. Okay. Or maybe they rest in the house at night and it's like, oh, it's really cold in the house. And it's like, oh, we've run out of power. Shit. Okay. I need to go get some wood for the burner. And there's all these little things to increase basically their Sims-like stats.
I'm into that shit.
Sorry,
I feel like to work with that idea is this idea that you're belligerent and that you refuse to buy the tractor. You refuse to use the pesticide. Yeah. And there's an additional...
My dad didn't use a tractor.
There's an additional...
This farm doesn't need a tractor.
Yeah.
All right, I can do it on my own.
And then, by the way, your son is like, I'm so hungry. No, the idea that the longer you can go without upgrading or the longer you can go without succumbing to all this new technology is like somehow gains you more points or somehow... Is it a survival game? How long can you survive without having to buy the tractor that's just over there? And you're like, I can see the farm over and they've got all the nice shit.
So the
and
thing
money.
That
and money
that I came the thing that like the big takeaway from reading this book that I read, which is called English Pastoral, which is fantastic. If you have, even if you don't give a shit about farming, it's really, really interesting. I thoroughly recommend it. But the big takeaway from that was that, like, yeah, there are old farming ways where people don't use any fucking like new technology or anything, and they just use the old rotational farm and blah, blah, blah. Like how people have been doing it for tens of thousands of years. And there's a new global scale that that fucks everything up. And you can't go, you can't do one or the other. You can't lean into 100% efficiency. Because like if you become perfectly efficient, then that has a long-term lasting effect on the soil. And if you lean too much into the old ways, then like population growth just like overflow. You can't feed people. There's not enough. Mm. And so there has to be a balance. And what that balance is in the real world, we don't know. We're probably never going to figure it out. If we do, it's not going to be for a long time. But maybe the game could be something around that, because like some of the coolest parts of what I was reading was like things when he was saying, like, when they started to leave the fields to regrow, to go fallow, it's what they call them, and to regrow again, you would see things that, like, you would get these old farmers who would be looking over the landscape, and they would see like the new combine harvesters moving over the fields. And all the fields would just be dead. There would be no wildlife in them. And these old farms would be like, oh, I remember when I used to do it back in the day. You would get all the crows just following to pick up all the loose bits of corn, like all the, you know, the bits of corn and whatever. And like the fields would be full of all these different animals, which then obviously help enrich the soil, because you get this whole ecosystem, which then allows the crops that you're growing to be healthier and blah, blah, blah. It's like it's a whole balance that's happening. And so if you become too efficient, then you strip that completely from the farm. But if you're like, oh fuck, I'm just going to be eco boy and just use this field once every 5 years, then your family's going to starve to death.
Well, that's the thing about farming games, isn't it? That's what people love about farming games, is that it's this balance, that efficiency, optimization, everything like that. Does this game have? I'll level with you. I hate farming games. They're so dull to me. And like,
no,
I get
good.
It. I get people love like games like Satisfactory as well, where it's all like, okay, I can plot the optimal route to get all of this shit from A to B, and or I can plant all my crops so that if I go and water them, I can water them in the fastest route possible. But I'm just like, okay. Oh, that's so shit. But the idea that you can, there's this whole story element to it, really appeals to me. So it's like, okay, I have to do this.
I think that's
kind of turns it on its head.
Yeah. Chris,
I was going to say that the fact that James doesn't like farming sim games or games like that is good, because now we can work a way to, you know, broaden the audience. Now we have someone who we need to convince. I mean, I think they're okay. I only play them, I can't play it on my own because it's so fucking dull. It's like, because like games like Minecraft and Satisfactory, I just get bored playing them on my own. When you have people playing with you, you can tell each other, oh, I'm going to go do this, and we'll, you know, I'll go optimize that.
Yeah, it's a community.
Which is much better. But I still enjoy them. I don't dislike them, like James said. But I thought now we have a good metric that we have to make sure James likes it. And that's how we're going to drag him
in. Okay. Story-wise, Tom, when you were talking about getting your family involved and stuff, it really triggered this memory of, if you haven't played Red Dead 2, I won't spoil it, but there's
Cowboys.
A bit that, Tom, I think you and I both love, is that where there's, you spend a certain amount of time on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're doing a bunch of tasks, and there are tasks that involve just everyday farming life. There's literally a bit where you fix a fence because it's broken, and stuff like that. And I feel like, and as you wander around that farm, you see other people doing their jobs. Right? They're like milking or cleaning the stables or doing whatever. And I really like the idea of that stuff happening.
I'm wary that bit was so good because it was a break from the bank heist nature of the rest of the game.
And also scripted.
Well,
entire game.
It was Well, because that was that game, like the point of that, I think, yeah, like it was a nice break, and it did change the, like it was a nice just kind of like respite, right, from everything that was going on. But I think just that feeling of like of walking through your farm and seeing some people that you've hired, or seeing your son or your daughter or your wife or whatever, just doing these different jobs. I think like just the idea of like a living, breathing farm community of people that are working on the land, I think could be kind of cool. And maybe you start off with just, it's just you and your wife and your son, or you and your wife and your daughter. And you're the one who has to go out and fix the fence.
Are there situations where you come home from the market one day and you see your son like pulling the cord of this motorized engine? And he like sees you coming home and he like tries to pick it up and run around the side of the house and is like running from you. You're like, you smash down the door. What the fuck was that? Was that a fucking tractor? Not here.
just try to quietly start a tractor.
God, Dad, you're so out of touch. Come on, man. God.
It's 1804, Dad.
But that could be a part, like maybe if it would be too boring, or if it wouldn't work to be to not have an end, maybe that is part of it, is that you do like X amount of years, and as you grow and as your family grows, your son is growing up, and he turns from, you know, you start when you're 11, when he's 11,
six,
he's, like at the end he's 15, but he's at a point where he's like, fuck, Dad, why aren't you just going out and buying these pesticides? Why don't we get a fucking tractor? Yeah, but our farm is dying. You need to do something.
But what does he do? He just, what? He leaves or what? He just agrees with what says?
And just, I mean, well, it's your farm. Like, he's like, I mean, you're essentially hiring him to do this work, right? And he's not going to leave because he loves the farm.
That's the turning point of the story, is when your son sets up a rival farm, but he's got tractors.
The one farm over.
Yeah.
What if at the beginning of the game you take out a loan from like a dodgy loan shark to keep your farm afloat, and you're like, I can get you that money back. Just give me like a year and I can get it back. And then that's your goal, is to like make the money to stop your farm getting repossessed or some. I mean, maybe that's a bit too bleak, but that does lean into the initial idea of it's really shit. So you've got this looming tally over your head.
Being in massive debt is a very common thing for farmers, I think.
I have a really dumb idea, but I want Chris to say something first before I spurt it out.
What is this game in terms of, how does it look? Like, is it third person, first person, open world, farming sim style? Because there was a cutscene a minute ago where your son is trying to start a tractor behind the house and then you run after him.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can have to say.
Okay.
In my head, it is Red Dead style, third person.
Right.
Oh, in my head, it was Landlord Super first person.
Yeah. In my head, it was first person as well.
Okay.
Okay. So here's my dumb idea. What if it's like Ozark and you're a money launderer trying to set up a legitimate farming business, and you've got like $4 million. And if you spend it all on tractors and stuff straight away, then it's obvious, then you're rumbled. But you're trying to launder all this money through the marketing of a legitimate farm. And
so you have to find ways to like invest it and use it wisely, and so that it's not...
If you spend too much money too quickly, there's like an IRS-ometer.
Nice. Right.
And they'll be IRS. After you.
Okay, yeah. That's 10 points to Tom. Tom wins the ometer round.
There it is. We got an ometer in there.
And then you hire a bunch of Germans to build a meth lab under the farm.
Yeah.
Have a secret entrance behind the barn.
Where did you get this money from? Where does this...
Don't ask questions. You don't want the answers.
Don't ask questions. Yeah.
It's 1945 and you're a farmer with £4 million.
Oh, in England as well. Yeah, you're right.
So maybe £1,000 then. Like, I don't know. What's inflation?
What's a 1945 English mob? Was there one? Dad's army.
When would like the Dad's army?
You're supplying arms to old regiments of men.
Yeah. Right?
That's it. You're supplying rifles illegally. Because they had like one rifle.
What
if you've been approached
You go. What have you been approached? Because I was going to change the idea completely again.
I was just going to say, what if it's like the enemy? What if the Germans are giving you money? Nazis are giving you money.
Not see that coming.
To invest into the economy in a way that will slowly undermine it.
Right.
And you have to maintain the idea of a perfectly normal, legitimate farm.
You need to gain a monopoly on something like turnips or something. And and then the Nazis then come along and say, like, all. Yeah, you just burn them all. And then all of a sudden, the UK has no turnips for the war. Oh my God.
Wow. So you're playing basically one of the worst people in
turnip
history.
Burners.
I mean, maybe we can make that work with the original idea, is that you do go around to the other farms and sort of sabotage their tractors. So there's like a day mission, you tend the farm. Some nights, you dress up as Batman or something and you go around to the neighbouring farms. And
Batman, that famous
only costume he's got.
Where did Batman come from?
Vigilante,
Batman
isn't it?
You need, in 1945.
You need some vigilante costume. You dress up as your scarecrow and
you just T-pose in fields and then in between you run.
And then just like...
Yeah, that's exactly. It, perfect.
Do you know what? Batman first appeared in 1939. He would have existed.
Yeah, but not as a cultural icon... Like back then, but maybe in America, I don't think in Britain that much. It was, well, that would have been the detective comics, not like full on Batman, I don't think.
All right, you fucking nerd.
All right, okay. So to shift slightly, I feel like.
Okay.
I feel like it should be like a chivalry era farming game.
Medieval would be good.
And I know that it does kind of remove the whole modernization with tractors and all of this stuff, but. I just kind of like the idea that, like, there's nothing more grim than being a farmer in a village in the middle of medieval, like, you're dealing with pox and plague and rats and leeches and all
all that shit.
It's a random crusade. And you need the harvest for the king or queen that if you don't meet, your family get axed. Like what,
I like this. And as time goes on, different. The king demands different things. He's like, I need 400 fucking bread for this
400 bread.
This feast that I'm holding, and I will pay you next to nothing for it because you're serving your king. And you're like, oh, for fuck, are you joking? 400 breads.
That immediately adds so much more conflict we can just make up into the game, because like people believed in like witches and stuff back then. You could have, it would be like The Witcher. It would be like walking around, you know, like the fucking miserable lives of the people of The Witcher.
Yeah,
you'd be one of those losers.
You'd be an NPC in a Witcher game.
Can I just say before we go forward, Chris has just come up with the laziest possible name.
Yeah.
What have you written in the Discord, Chris?
Ye olde farm sim.
Farming sim every
ye olde farmy simmy. You have to put ease in the end of everything.
Or is
that's
it just
obviously going to be the title?
Yes, your farm, I guess. Same kind.
Okay, that's good. Look, that's going to be tough to beat. We've got a little bit left. Let's see how. Okay. I'm completely up for this. I'm completely up for changing it because I think this sounds fantastic.
So what we've got is a first-person medieval farming game in the same sort of style as Landlord Super / Viscera Cleanup Detail, where you pick up every single thing individually and load it up individually into the back of this this cart, which is held by one miserable-looking horse to deliver to the palace or to the market.
Its legs.
You've got a family that have their own little Sims-like emotions and needs, and if you don't fulfill that, then they'll work slower or die. I guess you could hire people who also exactly the same thing into your family.
Yeah,
and the king demands a certain amount, and he will pay you very little. But I guess
the king demands. That could be a good name.
The kingy demands. And I guess the end game is you build yourself up to be a prosperous merchant where you can then usurp the king and take over the realm.
I don't know. Well, it's a peasant farmer.
A peasant farmer turned prosperous merchant. Stranger things have happened.
I feel like end game is to not die of the plague.
Or get beheaded by the king.
Or just die. Or eventually, yeah, maybe not get... I don't know, okay, the one thing I have about that is I really want it to be third person, because I feel like the feeling of... Okay, right. Imagine this, yeah?
You're
picking up these like hay bales, yeah? Slogging them in to the back of a truck or the back of a cart, right? You've been doing that like all fucking day, or you've been like walking through the field with the scythe, having to do this motion left, right, cut all the grass down, get rid of the weeds, fix the fence or whatever. And then your guy just fucking rubs his arm. He's like, oh, fucking hell. He's just got creaky old joints, right? He's got a big, you know how when John Marston walks about and he looks like he's filled with rocks because his body's just falling apart. Like seeing the physicality of your character, I think, and seeing like how the effect that this work is having on your body, and how much like even just a fucking warm bath would be like heaven to you. But you can't have a warm bath because you're a peasant farmer. You can have a cold bath in a ditch if you're lucky.
Well, they have water and they have fire. I'm pretty sure they can make a warm bath.
They didn't invent fire then.
That is a luxury. Yeah, they didn't have fire back then.
Well, not until the lighter came around. You wouldn't
have had, like, if you had a bath, it would have been like once a month or something.
Yeah, honestly, I think you're overestimating there how much they cared about hygiene and cleanliness.
Yeah, maybe not even that.
So, yeah, something that's nice about setting it when we're setting it is that trade can become much more of a useful tool. So you could be like, I've got a sack of potatoes here. I'm going to take that to the bathhouse and get a free nice bath, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas if it's in 1945, you can't really go to the electric grid and be like, I've got some turnips. Would you give me like a month's electricity for free? So, you know, we could do stuff like that. And then you could, you know, you can get all the, I don't know, maybe there's a potions master that you can get like extra growth. You've got the
tie-in with the potion game.
Yeah,
Potionomics.
I was going to say Potionomics, but that's the one that's
actual game. Every medieval game is basically the same.
That was,
so, you know,
that was Alchemy.
The Harmacist.
Yeah, the Harmacist. Alchemy Harmacist.
Classic.
Yeah, I'm definitely into that. I think I do agree, like, it needs some kind of ending. Maybe it does need some kind of story. I don't know, like, maybe, yeah, perhaps it would get boring, or perhaps you just fucking, I don't know, perhaps your whole thing is to just farm until you, and maybe it's Crusader Kings farming. You just farm until your guy fucking dies and then you play as your son. I don't know. There has to be something more to it, but I just love the idea of like just it's waking up for the day, like fixing the fences, going to check on your cattle and being like, oh look, oh Bessie's got a limp, let's have a look at her, what's wrong with her today, and going to the market, getting your sheepdog. Imagine getting a sheepdog for the first time after having to fucking herd the sheep yourself, and then suddenly you just send them out.
Come by.
That would be one of the best feelings. That would be amazing.
But it's also like, just for the sheep, the game also does listen to your microphone, so you have to actually yell into the microphone.
You have to say come by,
and you have to say their name like Nintendogs.
Yeah.
Right. Lucky. Yeah.
Or
Daisy.
Phasmophobia.
It's all motion controls, right? So you've got to go using the scythe. You've got to be like actually swinging.
Yeah. We'll make it VR, and then you can virtually put your hand in a cow's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know.
So yeah. Okay. That's a whole other mechanic I hadn't actually forgotten to mention.
But
yeah,
on that bad boy.
Birthing animals. Imagine having to birth the animals as well. There's so much shit you could do, like. I think this would be fucking brilliant. I don't like Sims either.
Okay, great. Do you also have to build like if you want to build a new barn, for example, do you have to do it like log by log, timber by timber?
I mean, I feel like perhaps you have, you can pay someone, well, if you were to ever be able to afford that, you could pay someone to construct it, but then if it was to break or if it was to get damaged in a storm or something, you have to maintain all of that. You have to go in and fix all that shit yourself. And maybe that's kind of a little mini game, or maybe it's just you have resources, you go and click on it depending on how much stuff you have to do in the day. I don't know. But the idea is you're constantly trying to maintain this farm and do it in a way that you keep your family alive and you don't die of the plague.
Do you have James? Standard? I mean, we haven't really talked about the mechanics of this game, really. Do you have the standard like health and energy, stamina bars, thirst, hunger? Is that all part of it?
In my head, you have thirst and hunger, or maybe it's like just nourishment. I don't know, one bar for all of it, and like tiredness or whatever, stamina. But you can never get full because you're a peasant. You can't. It's going to be. It's like 70 is brilliant. It's like when you get marked at uni, right? You're never going to get like anyone who gets over an 80 is cheating, because it's just so. I think brown nosing. You just have to basically
not bitter.
Just do with what you have. Like you're always slightly starving. You always have to just really slog for what you have, I think. Maybe.
I don't know. Tom's laughing.
What's going on, Tom?
Sorry, Chris just posted in the Discord. You posted Maud How to begin with, and then in all caps, Maud Ho.
Yeah, that's a farming tool.
Okay, that's all right. That's a good one.
So that's the name of the game, like now, Maud Ho.
Maud Ho.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah,
sure.
And it has the same control scheme, that really jank, like you have to swipe your mouse and you just, with a scythe, just...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Horrible, yeah. But I think that'll work really well.
So that could be, you could have the actual, mechanically you could, being able to scythe the stuff down, you're literally having to walk forward or you WSAD and you're holding the left mouse button down and then swiping left and right to get it to be able to actually cut down all the weeds and stuff.
Yeah. I think like that's what farming sims are missing, is a really horrible control scheme.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately that'll make it better.
Look, I'm not a control designer.
I feel like that would make a farming game much more interesting to me, is if you actually, rather than just clicking on a square and that's it, is that you actually do the action or, obviously everything takes infinitely longer to do that. But I don't know. You make the rewards that you reap, that you sow, much better.
I mean, like maybe, okay, yeah, it needs a lot of balancing. It needs a lot of, it needs a lot of thinking out, but I feel like I get like an old style game where, like an ancient farming game where you are looking after you're responsible for every aspect of your farm in close detail in a way that the other farming games don't deal with. They don't deal with like the hardships and how much, like all farming games are very, they're very beautiful, they're very sunny and they're fun. And they're designed to be that way, even if they're not actually that fun to play. And this is about it being tough and basically just trying to keep you, yourself and your family alive. And also, I guess, keep the king happy, right? Because that's probably one of the big problems to stop you from doing anything else is you have to get 400 bread or whatever it was
for a noble feast.
Yeah. Okay. So Tom, where are we at? What is this right now?
This game is Sisyphus pushing a rock up a mountain, the game. Basically it's miserable.
Yeah. Yes. That's it.
It's manually harvesting miserable amounts of crops for your miserable family and the miserable local lord so he can have his feasts while you die of the plague and he cares nothing about you. And you are
nothing.
And
this guy is a fucking nobody as well. The lord is a nobody.
The lord is a nobody. And you are less than
no one.
And
you're lower than him.
You are dirt. Yeah. And you are picking up shit day in, day out, putting your fist up horses' asses just so you can do whatever you need to do when you put your fist up a horse's ass or milking the teat of a cow.
Perfect.
And
you've just saved us a lot of money for recording voiceover for the trailer, Tom.
Do you like it?
No,
I don't fucking like it. Are you meant to like it? God, no. Are you meant to enjoy walking back and forth from market to farm every single fucking day? No, you're not. But you know what? God damn it. Do you love it? It's a living. You get from point A to point B. And what do you get for it? Maybe like 3 gold. What can you buy with 3 gold? Maybe 1 plank for your barn house. Good luck, everyone. You're fucked. Maud Ho.
I love it. Okay, that's it. This is my favorite game.
I mean, it's... It's definitely... Is it a game?
I understand if no one else would ever want to play this, But I just love the idea of it. I just want to have a game that is just fucking, a real fucking slog.
It feels like the kind of game that everyone would, they'd say to their friend, did you buy it? God, no. So they'll go to their other friend and say, did you buy it? Of course I fucking didn't. And then they find that one friend who for some reason did buy it. And they'll say, oh, cool. How long did you survive? 3 days. What? How did you do that? Well,
yeah, exactly.
I found out a prime technique that if you press W and A while you swing the scythe, you do like a little dash move, and you can get like 4 bits of wheat at the same time. It's amazing.
And I accidentally beheaded my cow.
Wow.
It's that kind of game where it's just like you survive for like 3 days. Amazing. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't fun, let me tell you.
Turns out,
the 3 days of my life.
If you keep your hands in the horse's ass, your food bar doesn't go down. That's a bug.
What is fun? I mean, putting that out, what is fun? How do you know if it's fun?
What is cloud gaming?
What is...
So, okay, right, I would argue Death Stranding was not a fun experience for me.
I don't need to argue.
The entirety of it.
There's no argument.
Am I glad I played it? Yes, absolutely.
I was going to say that you at the start, you were talking about how it was an experience going from point A to point B. And I think it goes back to something that we've mentioned quite a lot. It's become our new staple of traversal needs to be fun. Death Stranding, the traversal wasn't fun, but it was something to do while you were traversing. And that's what made it bearable. Yeah. Like if you were just running from like... at one base and it takes 20 minutes to run down and all you're doing is holding forwards, then it's not fun. Like you're basically just, you can separate that by a loading screen that would be as good. Whereas Death Stranding, you kind of have to in some degree, you know, I don't want to walk up that rock because I'll slip. I don't want to go down this river here because I'll fall down the river and my otter mask won't help me. That's Death Stranding. It's not fun in any means. Am I glad I played it? Fuck no. Am I glad I played it? Fuck yes. I hate that game.
That's a good description of...
I fucking... Yeah. Why did I play it? I'm glad I played it. Fuck this game. It's great. 10 out of 10.
That's how I want people to feel about
Mordho. It's the most hard 5 out of 10 I've ever played, Death Stranding.
And that's what Mordho is going to be. That if it's made as it's going to be in my head, it's going to be a perfect 5 out of 10.
So to answer your question, James, fun is enjoyment, amusement, or lighthearted pleasure, which this game has none of.
Cool. So just so we're clear, we're not making a fun game.
Fun is subjective.
I
hate a lot of things that are fun.
They're just not fun. So it's okay.
I don't think it's subjective at all. I think this game should be objectively not fun.
Oh, okay.
I'm with Tom on this. I agree. I think it should be tough.
I think it should
be horrible.
So how do you
a real fucking slog, I believe, was the tagline at the start. So I mean, we have to nail it.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. So, Tom, would you play this game?
No.
I feel like I know what all the answers are going to be.
No, why would I play it? Why would I?
Okay, I think maybe maybe I should just ask, would anyone else but me play this game?
I don't know why you would.
Yeah, I don't think you would, Alex.
I would. Maybe I wouldn't play it. I would play it at least for over the 2 hours, the minimum, the refund time for Steam.
Right.
Because I think there would be so many other maybe you walk down to town to market once. You make that journey once as just a basic walking thing. But then each time you go, you know, you have to take your cattle with you. Maybe you get a cart. There's just other things to do. It's not just basic walking.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. This game will be impressive. And I think people will play it for longer than 2 hours.
It's just a real fucking slog.
I think it will be the worst 2 hours of their life. I think.
Okay.
But then that turns into like the worst 6 hours of their life and the worst 10 hours of their life. And then you're like, I've been playing this for like a solid week. I hate myself.
If that actually happens, yeah.
It's like Rust.
That is
I love playing Rust. Every time I play it, I hate myself just a little bit more because it's such a fucking... The people that play that game hate it as much as I do, but you keep going back to it. It's just the fucking worst, but you just boot it up time and time again. I don't play it for 6 months, come back, play it for a month solid. A month later, I hate myself. Don't play it for 6 months. It's one of those games. It's Rust, but with, you know...
Okay, so no one else would play it. If they did, they would fucking hate it.
I think I would play it for a very long time. But by the end of the time, when I finally break free from its curse, I will wish for a time machine in which I can go back and stop myself from installing again. Don't, Tom, no. 5 years ago, 5 years ago, Tom, do not install Modho. You will hate yourself for it.
Yeah. So maybe the tagline should be Modho, don't.
You'll regret it.
No, just don't. Because that covers a lot of bases.
Don't. Just don't.
Okay. So I think we've reached a basic agreement of no one is going to play or make this game. Apart from me, if it was,
I feel like it could make a lot of money. I feel like there's a lot of people that would play a game like this, honestly. But I couldn't think of anything worse. Sorry,
James. 7 what out would of 10. Make you play? Is it this like? Is it just the whole idea of it? Would there have to be a story that would give?
I am joking, really. I of all the farming games that I'm aware of, this sort of appeals to me. In a way that those just totally don't at all. I don't like anything. If I'm in it, I can fully appreciate the atmosphere. I'm just in it. You know, if it looks like Death Stranding, yeah, great, cool. I could probably get behind it. If someone could convince me to get over the initial farming, if it's not sold as farming, which you can't do because you're a farmer,
most of the reviews are like, oh, after the 50-hour mark, the game gets really good.
Mm.
Dota.
That's such a hard sell to me. I can't play games for that long. And
do you know how you get, like, on Steam, you'll have reviews that would be like 10 out of 10, I hate it. I want this to be 0 out of 10. I love it. I can't stop.
No.
It's like, that's the experience.
You want the 10 out of 10, I hate it.
No, you want 10 out of 10, I hate it.
Yeah, that sells.
That's the thing.
It needs to be a great game, but realistically.
Like, you need to have the entire Steam page to be filled with negative reviews from people that have 3,000 hours in the game.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly that. Please, if you're one of the people who would hate yourself enough to try this game out, let us know. Also, if there's maybe some way that you can actually think to finish it off, because it's clearly not completely ready to go into full production yet.
It's ready to go. It's easy. You just go elevate a pitch. I've got the worst game for you.
Elevate a pitch. Just walk away quickly because I'm going to start talking.
It's you've been cursed by this idea. Because then they'll go up and think about it. And they'll think like, oh God, you know what? I think people will play
It's going to get in their brains.
It's going to get in their brains.
Okay.
And I think we're worse off for having had this episode.
Well, thank you for joining me on this journey. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you've joined me. I'm glad we're here.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good game.
I thought it was a great idea. I love the idea. 0 out of 10. I love it.
Yeah. Amazing. I hate the game. Well done, Alex.
Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone. Thank you listening for listening.
Me?
Thank you.
Oh, I'm not listening.
You're listening to me now, I guess.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye.